Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Then I was waiting for lights and I'm looking up above Walls End Hospital and I saw some pigeons and there were a whole load of them and they're just flying around in circles. They are doing a lot of circles but very little homing. So I thought, I need to get to the bottom of this. I want to know why. They didn't appear to be doing much. Stan Rippon is the president of the Newcastle Pigeon Federation. Stan, thanks for taking the time to clear up this mystery, because I was sitting there looking at them thinking, God, I'm glad I hadn't bought those because they were just going around in circles. Good morning.
Good morning, Todd. Yep.
What's it all about?
Okay. We actually, I'm the president of the Newcastle Coalfields Racing Pigeon Federation, and we actually have a couple of members that have their lofts located near Walls End Hospital, so that's likely the birds that you saw. That was it was morning, I would assume.
Yeah, late morning, yes.
Yeah. So they've let them out to exercise to get them ready for our weekend races.
So how do they? So how do they know the difference between exercise and the race? So obviously that so that's basically just flying around above its own house.
That's correct. Now, for our races, we have a Pantech truck. The birds entered into the races at clubs. The truck then takes it to the race destinations. For example, this weekend, our birds are going to Redcliffe in Brisbane, and they'll be let go from there, and they'll circle for a minute or two to get their bearings, and then they'll come home.
So that circling is essential, so they know whether they're north, south, east, or west.
Pretty much, that's how they get their bearings, and we're not entirely sure how they do that.
That's a dark art, is it?
Yeah, we certainly know that they use part of the magnetic pull of the earth, and they certainly use the sky as navigation, and the sun in particular.
No pigeon GPS, is there?
No, but it's probably more accurate than some of their GPS. They don't use roundabouts. They go straight over them. Yeah.
So how do you train a homing pigeon or a racing? Well, what's the difference between a homing and a racing pigeon? Are they the same thing?
Pretty much, yeah. The racing pigeon, it's no different to racehorses, I suppose. We breed at selective breeding, and you encourage the ones that come home fastest. They race, and we have a pretty extensive program from May through to October, and the distances gradually get longer. Yeah, okay. For example, we flew from Queensland last weekend. My leading bird was just over 8 hours from Redcliffe to Merriweather. It's not bad going.
Gee, that's pretty quick. getting that on Jetstar after they've cancelled your flight.
Yeah.
So, male or female, and what is it called?
Well, it doesn't have a name, but it has a number. But, it was a female, a little hen bird that I bred specially for that distance, which is about 650 kilometres, air miles.
I didn't realise it was so complex in the world of racing pigeons. Stan, I'm fascinated. Now, I'm going to ask a question that's probably may upset you and may upset pigeon fanciers, but let's say, for example, 100 pigeons are set loose. How many make it home? How many would you lose on a race from Redcliffe? Like, I'm sure that they've just got to give up the ghost. Their little hearts would go, or a bigger bird's going to go, right, thank you.
Occasionally. If we let go 100, we would expect normally to get those 100 home. They may not exactly race. For instance, I sent half a dozen birds to Redcliffe. I got four home on the day, the next two come wandering in the next day, shook their tails and thought, where the hell have you been?
That's like a 19-year-old boy after a Saturday night, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. So I got all of mine, but one of my colleagues has had a bird reported at Coffs Harbour. It's gone into a loft up at Coffs Harbour.
Oh, really?
We'll collect that bird this Sunday and bring it back home.
Found a better offer at Coffs.
Yeah, my wife reckons they go shopping with girls.
That wouldn't surprise me. Well, I got to say, I wanted to find out what it's all about. And Stan, thanks very much, because I was sitting at the lights going, They are rubbish, those birds. I don't know what they're doing.
Reggie's or Graham's that way, they've let them out. They may have given them a bath and, so they'd be just floating around enjoying the sun and,
The privileged life of a racing pigeon, I don't know.
I reckon if he came back as one, it's not a bad existence.
And you can just drop in and go shopping at Coffs Harbour. Stan, thanks for your time today.
Any time.
2NURFM 103.7.